Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The left fielder, Jerry Hairston. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The DH, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Muser. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Stone. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The DH, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Kurt Bevacqua. Batting ninth. The catcher, Fran Healy. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Steve Busby. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek strikes out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann strikes out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon strikes out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella strikes out. One out. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hairston. Healy reaches second base with a double. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0 for 1 in the game. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hairston is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Henderson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry strikes out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Reichardt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otis moves to third. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkpatrick takes first base on ball 4. Reichardt moves to second. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 1 in the game. Piniella hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0 for 1 in the game. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bevacqua fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua is 0-for-1 in the game. Bevacqua hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Muser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Healy strikes out. Two outs. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-2 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-2 in the game. Rojas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Patek moves to third. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-1 in the game. Leon hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-2 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis, who is chasing the ball. Horta reaches third base with a triple. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hairston hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horta scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Hairston moves to second. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Henderson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reichardt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Muser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Muser scoops it up and throws to first, with Stone covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0-for-2 in the game. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Busby, and towards Patek, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-2 in the game. Bradford takes first base on ball 4. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Busby. Bradford moves to second. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 2 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 2 in the game. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa is 0 for 2 in the game. Bebakwa hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Healy hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 3 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Sharp now playing left field. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terry Forster now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melton hits a pop-up towards third. Bebakwa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0 for 3 in the game. Muser hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 3 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sharp. Mayberry reaches second base with a double. Carl Taylor pinch runs for John Mayberry. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reichardt strikes out. One out. Hal McRae pinch hits for Ed Kirkpatrick. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. McRae reaches second base with a double. Taylor scores. It's White Sox, 1, Royals, 1. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-3 in the game. Piniella is walked intentionally. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa is 0-for-3 in the game. Bebakwa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Taylor now playing first base. Hal McRae now playing right field. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bradford hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-3 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive towards first. Taylor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-3 in the game. Leon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Healy hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Patek steals second. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Rojas hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Otis is walked intentionally. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Patek scores. Otis moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.